John Cage's first orchestral work, The Seasons, from 1947, played by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Lawrence Foster. This first concert in the BBC Symphony Orchestra's John Cage Uncaged weekend sets Cage in his American context, placing his music next to that of his contemporaries and some immediate predecessors. Lawrence Foster coming back onto the platform. That first taste of Cage that we've had, and what a variety of aspects and characters Cage is going to reveal for us in the course of the next couple of days. As I was saying, we're placing Cage against some of his contemporaries, the conservative like William Schumann, and the next character, pretty radical. See what you make of this next piece compared to what you've just heard, The Seasons. The next piece is the Concerto for Piano and Orchestra by Henry Cowell, a radical American composer whom Cage first met in 1932. And there'll be a short pause here at the Barbican for a stage reset while the solo piano is brought to the front of the stage. Cowell, who lived from 1897 to 1965, was born into a rural Californian family. He was an infant prodigy, both as a pianist and as a precocious composer. From the very beginning, he was interested in radical modernism, and this piano concerto is a good example of his experimental style. In 1924, the New York Tribune wrote of Cowell displaying new methods of attacking the piano. Well aware of the public response that there had been to his piano performances, Cowell tried out each of the three movements of the piano concerto on separate occasions in New York, and there was uproar when the whole piece was given its premiere in Cuba in 1930. Subsequent performances have not been thick on the ground. It wasn't heard in Europe until 1978. Now, if you were here at the Barbican Hall tonight for this performance of Henry Cowell's piano concerto, you would see the soloist, Philip Mead, attacking the keyboard with his palms, fists and forearms. Exactly what he does is written out very accurately in the score. But as with so much of the music of Cage and his colleagues, we shouldn't overlook the fact that it's also, this music is about tones, colouring, phrasing, and the classical forms of musical expression. There are three movements: polyharmony, tone cluster, and counter-rhythm. Philip Mead is a champion of music by the American modernists. He performed this concerto at Carnegie Hall in New York in 1996. That was his Carnegie Hall debut. This is the second time that he's playing it. He's due to record as much of Cowell's piano music as he can in the years ahead. So what does he have to say about the work?
Well, when I got the score originally in 1996 to do it in America, it's just like a sketch, really. All you see is great blobs of notes, which is the arm clusters and the hand clusters. And first of all, I thought, you know, 15 minutes of this is going to be hard on an audience. So I began to research how you actually do it, and I found that you can do lots of things differently in the clusters, balancing, doing it with different parts, different weightings. And that kind of thing adds character and colour to it. The way I see it is as a romantic concerto, the first two movements. So I'm playing it quite rubato, quite like a big Liszt concerto or Tchaikovsky concerto, except of course it's all in arm clusters. So the gestures are very romantic. The second movement is a slow thing, and it's got a wonderful cadenza in the middle where they asked me actually in the rehearsal, they asked me only to play it once because I was deafening the leader. It's a great passion and builds up to an enormous climax. It's a moment of real inspiration, I think. Then the last movement is quite different. The last movement is very rhythmical and much more Stravinskian. So we are attempting to get it absolutely tight. You know, there's no deviation from the tempo at all. Very mechanical, because I believe Henry Cowell was quite influenced by Antheil with the ballet mécanique. It is a piano smasher, this piece, even if you're very relaxed, as I am, when I play it. My piano at home's actually now got 7 broken strings and 2 keys don't work at all. But I'm not going to get the tuner in until after Friday, because I know it's, you know, I'll simply break them again. I'll wear gloves with the fingers cut out, cotton material. That's for 2 reasons. Firstly, you can bruise yourself in this piece quite easily, especially around the wrist. And so they protect the wrist, and also it's a way of doing double glissandos. Double glissandos, which you have to do, are far easier if you have some material and you can slide over the keys rather than hands, especially if they perspire. You know, they sort of get stuck, and it's 2 reasons. One is for health reasons, and the other one's for musical reasons. And I also wear elastoplast on my fingers to protect myself from the fist clusters.
Philip Mead, the soloist in this performance of Henry Cowell's notorious Piano Concerto of 1928. He was looking very relaxed just now, but the adrenaline was running. Cowell was one of Cage's teachers. He taught Cage what he called dissonant counterpoint and composition, and he helped his young student to realise that his artistic role lay in music. But what music, and more importantly, whose music? At this stage in the 1930s, the classical road forked. One was signposted Stravinsky, the other, Schoenberg. Cowell took one look at Cage's music and said, Schoenberg. Cage's own verdict on Cowell was that he was the open sesame for new music in America. Well, an enlarged BBC Symphony Orchestra has now regathered on stage, and here is Philip Mead with a score with his cotton gloves. Can't see the elastoplast. I'm sure it's there somewhere. And he is going to play Henry Cowell's Piano Concerto with the BBC Symphony Orchestra and the conductor, Lawrence Foster.